You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Full of frustration. Full of despair. From years of hurt, disappointment, and relegation. Two British football fans have had enough. Canary bird Elliot Holman and wanderer Henry Hewitt are in search of glory, pride, passion, in search of silverware. And they found Major League Soccer.
Hello and welcome to a very special episode of the MLS UK show. I'm Henry Hewitt, and as always, I'm joined by
Elliot Holman. I'm excited for this. Let's get started.
Yes. Now, as we mentioned on the last episode of the MLS UK show, I'm on holiday this week. So we thought to get ahead of ourselves and to do something a bit different, we're going to be grading every team's MLS journey so far this season. Now, Elliot, with this, let's get into your mind a little bit. What are you thinking of when you're grading, and what sort of stuff are you looking at?
Well, I think at the start of the season we looked, and you can go back and listen to our early episodes. We talked about who performed really well in the transfer market, who had built themselves a roster where they've given themselves a really decent chance to make the playoffs, to be serious contenders for the Supporters Shield, to top the conference, to win MLS Cup. If you're a team that we didn't really believe had the roster and you've just performed bang average, then I'm okay with it. I think, you know, we've tackled the roster. We need to be looking at how teams are performing on the pitch. So for me, it's what you're doing with what you've got, and your realistic chances of, you know, if you were to continue at this rate, where are you going to finish and how acceptable is that?
Yeah, okay, I get that. I think that's going to be in my head as well, is that where, based on what I expected at the start of a season, this is going to be my main theory behind it, is where what I thought at the start of a season, how are you doing on that track? So if I expected you to finish bottom of the conference and you're now sixth, then you're going to get a higher grade than a team I thought would finish first and is actually in sixth, if you get what I mean. Let's get started then. We're going to start with the East, and that's not just because in alphabetical order, Atlanta are at the top. So I'll tell you what, Elliot, you can start on this one, Atlanta United.
Okay, what are the grade boundaries, by the way?
Let's do A, B, C, D, F.
Okay.
E and F.
Well, Atlanta for me, obviously three losses recently, and then they've kind of turned it around a little bit. They are fourth in the East, and for me, it's bang on track of where I would have expected them to be. Maybe even a little bit higher. Even though it feels like they've not been great, performances are the problem for me. So I would probably, you know, go. I'd probably go the lower end of B, because I think they're maybe over, you know, outperforming results wise, outperforming how they're actually playing. For me, it's a low B.
It's a really interesting moment with Atlanta, because at the start of the season, I didn't actually expect that much from them. I was worried that I thought they'd make playoffs, but I was worried it would be a season of mid-table. So to look at Atlanta and see the fourth, then that is better than what I expected, to be honest. You could argue that Almeida has been carrying Atlanta a bit. I mean, what is it, six goals as we speak and eight assists or something like that, which the assist is a MLS, you know, top of the MLS standings. So, but then they've got Giakoumakis, they've got a few other players that have been doing okay, and I think Atlanta actually will end up finishing around fourth, maybe third in the East. So in that sense, they are doing better than what I thought. I just think that some of the results have been poor. And I don't think when you look at the teams they've played, I don't think they've played many of the big hitters yet. So for Atlanta, I'm going to go for a C plus. It is better than what I thought, but I really want to see them properly challenged, and we'll see where they go from there.
Okay, yeah, that's fair.
Right, let's move to Charlotte then. As we speak, this is on Friday the 26th, so we haven't. There's a couple of game weeks that have happened in the meantime. Charlotte are ninth in the East. Have they underwhelmed for you, or is this how you expected?
Yeah, I don't mind it, to be fair. You know, Charlotte in ninth. Sure, they would want to be doing better, but I think realistically, did we expect them to do better than ninth? Probably not. They're going to be disappointed that they're missing out on the playoffs. So, you know, but I think they haven't got an insanely packed roster with huge amounts of sure, there's talent, but not, you know, top MLS talent. It's a league that's really moved on in the last year, let alone the last 3 or 4 years. So for me, Charlotte are just kind of exactly where I expected them to be. So I guess you can't score them too harshly for that. So I'm going to go for a B.
Yeah, I think with Charlotte, I think naturally with St. Louis doing so well, you'd look at the team before them who came into it and look at Charlotte and compare. Charlotte are pretty much doing the same as what the, I mean, they finished ninth, well, around ninth, maybe eighth last season. So they're doing similar anyway to last season. So in that case, I don't think they've necessarily improved or lost any talent or form or how what we expect. So in that case, I'm going to give Charlotte actually a D, because I did feel with the crowd there, I was hoping they could do a bit better. They've not so far. We'll see if they can make the playoffs or not. My worry for Charlotte is that they're going to just fall into the trap of just being a sort of into obscurity. That sort of the teams that just finish around 10th to 13th every year. I'm thinking of Houston and maybe, you know, San Jose, that sort of.
They could be a Cincy.
It could be a Cincy, yeah, they could. But I mean, to be a Cincy, you're going to have to drop way off the pace. I think they're better than what we saw Cincy as that. So yeah, D for me for Charlotte. Let's move on to Chicago. They are 14th at the moment. They've just sacked their head coach. What would you grade them with?
This one feels different because they are consistently bad every season. And so it's kind of like, well, do we just accept that they aren't a main player in MLS and therefore they're 13th in the standings and that's exactly where we think they belong? Or do we score them harshly and say, no, they should be doing better? I think it's the latter. I think somewhere deep, deep, deep down in here, I want to go against everything I've ever seen in my time watching MLS and say, they should be a bigger team, more successful team than they are. And it feels like another iteration of Chicago where they are bad. So for me, again, with Shaqiri, with the talents they've got up top, remember this is another season where they haven't really got the most out of that. I'm going to have to score them harshly. I'm going to have to go with a D because I just, come on, Chicago, come on. Show us something, anytime.
I've got to echo what you say. I can't really add much to that. I think it's been a bit underwhelming, disappointing with the players they've got. You know, you look at other teams that are, you know, consistently not finishing in good positions, and you can argue and go, well, yeah, but who've they got? Which players have they got that are going to push them up? Chicago have some good players there. I thought last season they recruited quite well. It's not worked out for him. So I'm going to be harsher than you. I'm going to go D minus for them. Cincinnati, top of the shop in the East. Go on, what's your rating?
Strong roster. But you still, as you know, as teams will prove when we get to them, you still have to do something with that. And they've been exceptional. 9 wins from 13 games. Fantastic record at home. averaging 2.3 points per game, really strong, really, really, really incredible. And especially when you look at where they were, I know we're just focusing on this season. They've, you know, they really have turned it around. The front office have done a fantastic job. They've got the stadium in place. The fan base is behind them. They're great to watch as well. They keep it tight. We're not talking 8 goals a game. Some quite narrow victories as well, if I remember correctly. But I'm really impressed. They look a proper side. I think if you can win by a goal, then you're keeping it tight at the back, and that really is saying something in this league. So excellent from Cincinnati. It has to be an A.
Yeah, A for me. A star, actually, I would give them. As we speak, they're 5 points clear at the top of the East. Of course, they've had problems with Brenner as well, and that's not really been talked about because they've been doing so well. And, you know, he was a big player for them last year, and they've pushed on from last year, and now they are favourites to win the East, which a few years ago would have sounded a crazy comment, to be honest. But yeah, I think despite that with Brenner, I think they've been playing very well, and any team after, what, 10 games, is it 13 games, that they are they're top by 5 points, you can't ask for anything more. Right, Columbus, they're in 8th at the moment as we speak. So on the cusp of the playoffs, what's your rating for them?
Yeah, last 5 games or so, they've dropped off a little bit. I watched a lot of Columbus in the early weeks because I was really interested to see how they were going to do. They were performing really well, got some fantastic results. Kind of tailed off a little bit, but I like the squad they've got. I think Cucho is an absolutely fantastic capture. Really like Farsi playing on the right as well. I think he's been fantastic. So even though they're outside the playoffs, which ultimately means they are, yeah, they're missing out on their targets. So for me, it's probably a C, and it feels a bit harsh.
You know what? I'm going to give him a C as well. And you know, I think that, yeah, they've got some good players there. Cucho is a good player, you know, and others as well. He's not just a one-man team. And I feel with Columbus that, okay, a few of the fan base will look and go, we expected better than 8th. But I feel that there's something there with Columbus. I think their ascent is going to come in the second half of the season. I'm actually quite comfortable that they're going to make playoffs. So it's been average at the moment. If we spoke again in, say, September, October, and they're still in 8th, maybe it'd be different. Maybe I'd look at it and think, probably a D. But at the moment, C, and let's see how we do for the rest of the season. Right, DC United in 6th. And I feel this grading would have been a lot different a few months ago.
It would. It really would. Been impressed with DC. Especially in the, you know, only lost one in their last 5, I believe. So by the time you watch this, you won't even know if I'm right anyway. But I think that's right. Benteke being an absolute madman. Big Wazza in charge, doing bits. Thrilled to see them up there because it's been a while, let's be honest. It's been a long time since they've had a good enough roster to be up there, let alone a coach and a striker. And so... yeah, I feel like Wayne's doing a really good job. Ultimately, they finish in the playoffs. They achieve their goals. I think that's a fair comment. They're an old MLS team, but they're not a huge MLS team. And so for me, it's a solid B.
Yeah, it's DC United. It's fascinating, this, because I'm going to give them a B as well. But as we know with MLS, by the time this comes out, they could have easily lost 2. Maybe 3 matches if I don't get around to editing it in time. And suddenly they go out of the playoff picture and they are, my grade would probably be a D. So at the moment it's a B. I think with Benteke could be a massive signing for them. He's a good player. We've seen it in the Premier League. Obviously, but it's at the end of his Premier League sort of stint, it weren't going that well for him. But I think he's a player that could really suit MLS and suit DC. And I think he's done well so far. So... if he can carry on, if he can score more goals, then DC should make the playoffs. And I think for DC, if we used to grade them at the end of a season and they make playoffs, bearing in mind at the start of the season we didn't have much hope for them, I think B would be my grade again. So, yeah, B for me. Right, now we move down to CF Montreal. It's been a difficult start for them. They're 13th at the moment in the East, but didn't we expect? I don't think we expected much from them, to be honest.
Montreal's a really difficult one. Did we expect a lot? Not really. And then they played a load of away games. So they played 8 away games, and they've only won 1 at this point. Lost 7, not even got a draw on the road. So but then you feel really harsh judging them on that. They've now played 5 home games, won 4 of them, lost 1. So they're still yet to draw a game this season. And it really does feel difficult to place them. So I think a C, while we kind of let the home and the away games even out a little bit and kind of see where they pan out by mid season. But never were going to pull up any trees, to be honest.
No, which they did so well last season, and any team, kind of like Colorado the year before, that do really well one year, get at the top end of the conference, and then by June, the season after, they're in the bottom few. You normally would look straight away at being an F or an E or a D or whatever. But I think with Montreal, because of the away games, you look at the home games, they've won 4 of them. Like, they've picked up all their points apart from one win away at home. That tells me that, MLS home form's so important, and that tells me that we could see something from Montreal going into the next part of the season. If they can keep their home form, they'll naturally play more home games than away games anyway. So yeah, I'm gonna go for a C minus. A C minus because they are down there, but a C because there's a bit like Columbus. I expect we could see something in the next part of the season from them. Right, let's have a look. Oh, we missed out Inter Miami. Sorry, Inter Miami fans, although you might have wanted us to miss you out. Go on, Elliot. They're Orlando's rivals. We've just seen, we spoke about on the last episode, Phil Neville having a bit of a meltdown in a press conference. How do you see Inter Miami at the moment?
Start of the season was really poor. Went a long while, without a win, without scoring. Joseph went a long while without even having a shot on target. Last 5, won 3, lost their last 2. It really is sort of like, just as you think they're turning the corner, they turn back again. Ultimately, they've won just over 50% of their home games. It's okay. It's not fantastic. It's probably not playoff form, if I'm honest with you. And away from home, they've only won 1 out of 6, I believe, that they've played now. So it's not great. They're a big brand. They, at the end of the day, they dug their hole, when they took a similar approach to Atlanta in the big outlandish approach. It's a global brand. It's huge. It's David Beckham. It's Miami. And ultimately, it is massively underperforming. And has done since it joined MLS. It's harsh, but it's true. Other teams just go about their business quietly. Nashville, St. Louis. So it's got to be D at best, I'm afraid.
Yeah, I'm going to go D minus for Inter Miami. I think it is same old story with Miami. And I'll be honest with you, if I had to guess where they'd finish, it would probably be where they are now. And we'll see. Runs of a few wins and then runs of heavy defeats, and it's the what we've seen for the last few years. I think Miami, though, whereas we give DC a high grade, saying, well, they're in sixth, they're doing well, I think Miami are at the same place, but the opposite. Miami could easily win the next 2 or 3 matches, and then we speak in 3 weeks, and suddenly they're up to, what, 4th in the table, 5th in the table. Whereas at the moment, they haven't, and that's why they're in 12th as we speak. So I'm going to go for a D. Yeah, D. I think there's hopefully more to come from Miami, because I know we can talk about the Orlando Miami rivalry, but they are a big name. They have got big named people backing them. They're an attractive brand to try and push MLS to the rest of the world. So when you're looking and seeing them in the out of the playoffs consistently, it isn't good to try and push the league. So let's hope that Miami can turn it around. But for now, we're going to go with a D.
Okay, Nashville. absolutely smashing it, right? Knew that they built a good roster, knew they're good at home, knew they're good at keeping it tight, but even I didn't expect them to be right up there, second behind Cincinnati. So it's a solid A for me.
Yeah, A plus for me. I think I think Nashville, I don't know what I expected them from this year. I don't think I expected them to be second. Hany Mukhtar, slow start to the season, but he's really picked up now and he scored 8 and got 6 assists, I think. So he's their main player. He won MVP last year and he's doing his best to try and win it again this year. I think Nashville, when you look at them at the moment as we speak, they are in second, 5 points behind Cincy, but more importantly, they're already 9 points above the playoff line. So, yeah, I think Nashville, I couldn't have asked for much more from them. Maybe a bit better away form. Actually, I'm going to just go A. Forget the plus. Just go A because they're away form. They've only won 2. But, they've won as many as they've lost away. So, very impressed. Good start from Nashville. Right, let's rattle through these. New England Revolution, they're 1 place behind Nashville, the third. A poor season last year. We thought the pressure was on Bruce Arena this year to follow it up with a better season, and so far he's doing that.
Yeah, won 4 of their 6 home games. That's about 70%. Few wins away, 3 wins out of 7, which is what makes the difference. That's why they're so high up the table. Most teams average 1 win in 10 away games. So that is certainly above average, doing a fantastic job. And ultimately, there's no way they don't make the playoffs. You can say that with confidence. I've watched a lot of New England Revolution this season. They play some very good stuff. And for me, very close to an A. I'm going to go B.
I'm going to go A minus, and that's purely just because they third. I think on the whole, yeah, they've had a good season. Pressure was on Bruce Arena, as we just said, and he's coming through it at the moment with flying colours. There's still a bit around the club, just a bit of uncertainty. I know a fan, was it last month or the month before, had a go at Altidore, and there's just something not quite there, I think, with them. But I think deep down, if you asked all New England Revolution fans, would you have taken third after 13 games? I think they all would have took it. So, yeah, so far, Bruce Arena's doing very well. Right, New York City FC, they're in 10th at the moment, just below the playoff line. I'm going to be honest, I'm going to give New York City FC D minus. I didn't really expect much from them this season, to be honest.
We mentioned that, I think, when we talked about rosters, we thought they were still going to fill some gaps. For me, they haven't done that. And therefore, even with that, the fact that they haven't got such a strong roster, even with that in mind, I think it's been a disappointing season. So for me, I'd have to say D as well, I'm afraid.
And we know that attacking-wise, there's still a lot of improvement needs to be made. They've only scored 15 so far this season, which is, I think Orlando have scored 16, but other than that, they're quite a few behind every other team that are in the playoffs. So, that needs to be addressed, I think, before we start looking at NYCFC as potentially winning MLS Cup again. If they got a similar roster now for the rest of the season, I think that they will be finishing in a similar spot. May get into the playoffs, possibly won't. So we'll see. It's a big summer ahead for New York City FC. Let's go to New Jersey then. New York Red Bulls. They are in 11th, 1 spot behind NYCFC. They've sacked the head coach. What do you think with Red Bulls? Because I mean. In seasons other than last season, we tend to expect them to get playoffs. And this year, I'll be honest, I don't. Again.
No, I don't. Won less than half their home games. Haven't won away in 7. Lost 3 of those. It's what's more worrying as well is it's kind of like some of the scoring less than 1 every 2 away games. It's just poor all over, to be honest with you. Only scoring once a game at home on average as well. seems a mess. It's they're very lucky to be getting a D, to be honest.
Right, Orlando, 7th in the East. 19 points, 3 points off Atlanta in 4th. But I still don't think your grading is going to be very positive for Orlando.
No, and I think that's mainly because, in my opinion, if you go into this season with Perea in charge, it's because you haven't fired him last year because you believe he's the man to take this really good roster and be hugely successful with it, because it's a very good roster. They haven't done that. Been very average, terrible at home, won some away games. It's ever so bizarre. I don't know if I've seen a season like it. 7 home games, won 2 of them. That, I'm sorry, it's just not good. But yet they've won half their away games. It's ever so bizarre. So that kind of saves them a little bit. So it's a C. I'll be honest with you. I'm bored of all the games are on at once, right? At the minute, thanks to Season Pass, I'm not watching them. It's boring. Like, I'm an Orlando fan that's not watching Orlando. I think that just tells you everything.
Well, for me, I've probably expected more from Orlando. I've got to admit, I think I expected you. I didn't think you'd win the conference, but to be at least challenging in third, maybe fourth spot. I know you're only 3 points off fourth, but yeah, I think I've been underwhelmed by Orlando so far this season. So I'm going to have to give you a C minus. You know, by the time this goes out, you could well be out of the playoff zone, which would then definitely put you down to a D, possibly an E. But yeah, for now, give you the benefit of a doubt. And I think that there's got to be more to come from Orlando. And hopefully not against Atlanta, though. So I'm happy for you to stay below us. Right, now we need to end the East on Toronto, which is a nice sort of symbolization of their season so far, because they are bottom of the conference, 13 points as we speak from 14 games. Can you give anything else other than an F?
No.
Simples, yeah. Yeah, the players, we talked about Chicago's squad and said they perhaps should be doing better. I think Toronto definitely should be doing better with their squad. Bernadeschi's had stuff to say as well in recent weeks. It's not all harmonious there. Bob Bradley's under a lot of pressure. And yeah, I think Toronto have got to be doing better, because we expected... If you'd have said Toronto were top of the conference at this point, at the start of the season, you said, right, Toronto are going to be top of the conference. Not one person, I don't think, would have been surprised. Maybe with a defence, they would have been surprised. But that attacking, what they've got up front, no one would have been surprised. But they're not the bottom of the conference, and they've only scored 13 goals. So, yeah, very poor. Very, very poor.
Yeah, I've got nothing to add. Winning 1-2 games all season is big signings. Bob Bradley should know what he's doing. Doesn't seem like he does. Which is a bold statement, but they're bottom of the league. I mean, tell me I'm wrong. Yeah, hugely, hugely disappointed.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The 7-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
Elliot Holman, Henry Hewitt, MLS UK Show.
Welcome back. It's now time to look at the West and grade each team in MLS in their 2023. Right, as we do, alphabetical order. It's time to start with Austin. Elliot, how would you rate theirs?
It's hard, isn't it? Because you kind of feel like they're sort of where they're at, and that's fine. But they were so good last year. So it's really difficult to see them follow that up with two home wins from seven. Been some brutal results. Away from home, two wins from six. So, you know, that's a 30% win rate at home, 30% win rate away. I think even if you were realistic with your expectations for Austin, that's not good enough. So it's a D for me.
Yeah, it's a strange one with Austin, isn't it? Because, you know, I think we're going off what they did last season, I suppose in a similar way to Montreal, is that you then expect that they're going to do it again. And it's not been the case. You know, we had a message on our Twitter after a recent episode of UT Curran, I think you pronounce it. Anyway, but they were saying that they're an Austin fan, and, you know, I think he agreed with that. He said that the Austin have achieved so much last year, performed above expectations, and now it's come back to haunt them a little bit. They've had the few of the players have been in and out. They've not really had a consistent team. The defence has been a bit all over the place as well, and as a result, it's meant that they've dropped down the league. So, you know, can the likes of Dryusi help them again take them up and score the goals that is going to put them to the top end of the conference this season, going off the start they've made? I'm not too sure. So I'm going to give Austin a... I'm going to give them a D because I did expect more. If the result, you know, if the season ended right now, then they're in the playoffs. So technically, that's what they've achieved. But, you know, I think there's got to be more to come from them because they did achieve so much last year. So I'm going to go with a D. Right, let's move to Colorado then. They had that great season a few years ago, then struggled last year, and they look like they're struggling again. They're in 12th spot in the West. And remember, there's only 14 teams in the West as well. What would you grade Colorado?
Not won a home game yet, which is awful. Won two away, but that kind of is pointless because then you're not capitalizing on it. You're not building on it at home. So win rate 14%. That's just awful. That really is poor. Should be doing way, way better. And, you know, there's so many, they're scoring less than a goal per game. They're conceding away from home. They're conceding over 1.5 goals per game. The XG they're giving up against them is 1.8 per game. It's really poor. It makes for really bad reading.
Yeah, I think for me with Colorado, you look and think, right, well, who's going to take them out of this slump? Who's going to score the goals? Or, you know, or who's going to drag them to them victories? And I can't see who. I know Connor Rohan has got a few assists. He's done very well so far. But other than that, I can't really see who is going to do that. So I think it's another season of finishing at this sort of position for Colorado. And I'll be honest with you, at the moment, I fully expect Sporting KC and LA Galaxy to sort of push up a gear and do a lot better going into the end of the season. I mean, I don't think they'll make playoffs, but I expect them to do something. So I would be worried if I was a Colorado fan that they'd end up finishing bottom. But we'll await and see. But yeah, for now, I'm going to... I guess I'd go with an F too. Although I didn't really expect much, so maybe an E. Maybe just because I didn't expect much from them anyway. And at least they're not bottom at the moment. Right, let's go to Dallas then. So Dallas are in fourth. They continue to shine, you know, in MLS. They're in a healthy position in the playoffs, similar to last season. What would you grade them?
Yeah, it's a B for me. Exactly where I expect them to be. They're eighth overall. One loss at home. It's not awful. Had a couple of away wins, a couple of draws away from home as well, which has kept them exactly where they are. I think it's good. We know they keep producing great players. They've got some fantastic players that I love watching. It's a solid B from me.
Yeah, I'm going to go B2. I think that, you know, obviously Jesus Ferreira's done very well for him. He's going to be a big part of their season. But Dallas continuously, I think you look at Dallas and no one ever says, oh, I think Dallas is going to win MLS Cup. Or I think Dallas are going to win Supporters Shield. But they are continuously in the playoffs and they're continuously in a healthy position in the playoffs. You know, last year they were as well. And I think they've just continued that. And they're on the same amount of points as St. Louis, who obviously we didn't expect as much from, and that will probably be reflected in our grades later on. But when we're saying that, oh, St. Louis has had a great season, then you've got to look at Dallas and think, well, yeah, they've had a good season as well. So B for me. I expect Dallas to stay around where they are. I think LAFC and Seattle are probably too strong for them. I think Dallas could get results against them at home. But away, I'd expect the other, you know, Seattle and LAFC to win. So I think it's a chase to... they're comfortable in fourth at the moment, and I think they'll kind of remain there, maybe push up to third. Right, Houston then. So they're in 10th. Houston... I mean, the biggest compliment I can pay Houston, to be honest, is I don't think they'll get the wooden spoon this year.
Ooh. See, that's... Up until a couple of weeks ago, I was big on Houston. They were the last team standing in terms of clean sheets at home. They hadn't conceded a goal at home. Last couple of games, they've dropped off a little bit. But I think there's potential for them to actually do quite well if they can recapture that form that they were showing at home in the first four games. So I'm going to give them a C. It was a B, but just dropping off a little bit.
Yeah, I'm going to give Houston a B because they are doing better than what I expected. I think Bassi and Herrera are going to be big for them this year. Bassi's, of course, scored 5 goals in his first 10 games. So if he continues that and plays 20, then you've got yourself there a 10-goal season striker. I think with Houston, that they are at the moment in a bunch of teams that are probably going to stick between 6th and 12th. Throughout the season, and it's basically whoever can have the better end of the season will probably get into the playoffs. These sort of teams, I'm counting the likes of Vancouver, Portland, RSL, Austin, and that, is that they will just jump places throughout the season, and then in the last few weeks, one of them, or well, four of them, will end up being in the playoffs. So I think Houston's in that bracket, which they've not been for a while, so that's credit to them. Can they make it? Again, I think it's the form of Bassi and Herrera that's going to push them over. But for now, I think they're doing a lot better than what I perhaps was expecting. So well done to Houston so far. LAFC, top of the West. I'm going to say it straight away. Even though we did expect a lot from them, there's a big pressure on teams after winning MLS Cup to do the same form. And they're doing it. So A for me.
Yeah, other than the loss to Quakes, wasn't it? Fantastic to watch. I watched their draw with SKC, which puzzled me a little bit. Made me lose a little bit of faith. If I was being really harsh, I could give a B here because they should be undefeated, but still in the Champions League as well. I don't know if we count that. It's not MLS, but it's still impressive. You have to go A. You have to.
Now, this is really bad of us, I've got to say. I've just noticed that we've forgot a team in the East, and they are linked to LAFC because they played each other in the Champions League semi-final. Now, we're going to be honest with you. We could do... we could put this in afterwards and edit it in. However, because the sun is setting here in Manchester, I've had to put my blind down. So if you're watching on YouTube, you would notice. So now in the West, and I'm sure everyone's now going to be going back to the comments and going, oh, actually taking it out. Oh, you have done Philadelphia. Let's do Philadelphia now. So we're going to go back to the East just briefly. Philadelphia Union, who find themselves in 5th at the moment, in the East. They lost in the Champions League semi-final. Elliot, how would you rate them?
I wish it was going to be better because I already feel bad that we forgot them, but it's a C for me. We're used to Philly being a really, really good team, the best in the East. Obviously got to MLS Cup last season, but not quite been on it. Home defeat to Orlando of all teams. four wins from seven at home. Just not quite their usual standard. It's a high standard. That's why it's a low score from me. I'm going to go for a C.
I'm going to go C plus because, again, with Philadelphia, they didn't win MLS Cup last year, but they came so close. And sometimes when you come so close, you can drop down the leagues. It can really affect you the next season. And in fact, yeah, they've lost the home record. They have lost a few games, but I think they're still in there. And you look at them at the moment, they're 4 points off Nashville in second. And, you know, they have got a game in hand. So if they win that game in hand, if they win the next few matches, they could easily go up to second. Do I think they'll finish top above Cincy? Probably not. But for Philadelphia, if they're going to finish in the top two or three, or the top four, if they get a home match in the playoffs, which I believe they will do, then I think it's been a decent season. And it gives them enough then to try and push on and finally get that MLS Cup. Right, let's go back to the West then. And LA Galaxy fans were probably rejoicing at the fact that we pushed it a bit further to talk about them. But unfortunately for you guys, we are going to talk about you now. Find themselves bottom of the West as we speak, 9 points from 13 games. They are through to the next round of the US Open Cup, I guess. But on the whole, a really disappointing season for LA Galaxy. For me, it's an F just because I didn't think they were going to finish top of the West, I'm going to be honest with you, but I did think with Ricky Pooge, with Chicharito, you know, maybe Douglas Costa can finally come to, you know, put in some really good, consistent performances. I did expect them to get playoffs. It's not the case. And what's going on off the pitch seems to be dictating the mood within the stands and on the pitch.
Yeah, it's an F for me, off the field and on it. On it mainly because obviously, 2 wins, not good enough. 8 losses in their 13 games that they've played so far. But for me, just to dig in, I don't do this for every team, but LA Galaxy, it makes for really interesting reading. So just listen to this. Their XG4 at home, so goals expected, is 2 per game. They're not hitting that. So they're not converting chances. And we talked about this in the last episode. I watched them play and the chances that Chicharito had was just unbelievable. They're conceding nearly 2 goals per game. And away from home, it's awful reading. You know, they're giving up 1.5 XG against them. They're conceding even more, 1.86 per game. It's just... they just seem hopeless. They're bottom of the entire overall standings. It's a club of their stature. It's just so bad. Even by their recent standards in recent years, it's really, really poor. And it's probably the lowest score I'll give today, to be honest. Like a low, low F.
Yeah, because they've scored, if it weren't for SKC, they'd have scored the least in the league. And we said with Toronto, we should have scored more than 13. LA Galaxy definitely should have scored more than 10. And I think the XG there, as you said, it shows that they're creating opportunities and not scoring them. So very poor indeed for LA Galaxy. Unless LA Galaxy can really have a strong second half of the season, I think if it was to grade teams at the end of the season, I don't think they're getting much higher than an F again. Right, Minnesota then. They're in sixth. Probably personally what I expected of Minnesota this year, around that sort of middle bracket of teams that I mentioned before when talking about Houston. What would you grade them?
Well, 5 wins in 13 games. It's okay. Only one of them's been at home. So for me, I'm thinking their season could be so much better. They could honestly be so high in the standings. They've won 4 away games. That's half their away games they've won. If they'd have won even 2 or 3 more home games, they really would put themselves up there. So for me, that's what's poor, is the home form. And it's much easier to win your home games. So yeah, it's a D for me, I'm afraid.
No, I'm going to go C. I think sixth is good for Minnesota. I agree with you. They should have done a lot better at home, but they have... they've dealt with that with away from home. You need to be winning your home games. So we'll wait and see what happens in the next part of the season for Minnesota. But for now, sixth, level on points with fifth. it's probably what I expected in Minnesota. So, yeah, average for me. Six. It gives them a C. Right, Portland in eighth. And I probably expected a little bit more from Portland. So I'm going to give them a D plus. Even though they are in the playoffs, I probably expected more.
Yeah, it's a D for me. I watched their first home game of the season and I thought, great, Portland are back. And it's just not been the case. Won three games from seven, won one away. Yeah, it's not the Portland that we've grown to expect. Thought the roster warranted better results, to be honest. So, yeah, not impressed.
Yeah, I mean, even Evander, he started okay, scored four goals, but I think he's not been consistent for them, you know, in the games that he has played. So, yeah, we'll wait and see for Portland what happens as we enter the League's Cup. I fancy Portland could have a good League's Cup, actually. They could be a bit of a cup team this year and, you know, have a good League's Cup and then come back to MLS and finish round about where they are. Right, RSL, they're in 11th, and RSL are, for me, a bit of a tricky one to grade, because we have expected slightly better from them in previous years. I'd probably just, in my pre-season predictions, stuck them about 7th or 8th. They're in 11th, and it's not what we expect from RSL. We do expect that little bit better from them.
Yeah, I think C- for me. Definitely, you're right, hard to grade. Didn't expect huge things, but they're probably a little bit worse than what I'd have expected. Only two home wins, not really good enough for any side in MLS, to be honest. So, yeah, unfortunately, that's knocking them down a little bit.
I'm going to go C- just because if I give them less than that and they win games before this goes out, then they will be quite comfortable in the playoffs and it'll make me look stupid. San Jose, fifth. Now, they are comfortable in the playoffs, and that is better than what I expected. Lucci's doing the business in Cali.
Yeah, change of coach is exactly what they needed. Lucci's doing really well, undefeated at home, so very impressive. Not winning their away games, doesn't matter. They're undefeated at home, so yeah, I'm impressed with San Jose. It's a B for me.
Yeah, I'm going to go B as well. Probably B plus, because I expected less from them. Ibobasi is a top player and he's going to be important to him. He scored five already. So when you've got Ibobasi, maybe you can expect that a team could push up into that sort of higher end of the conference. But San Jose have been so poor over recent years. Again, I don't know what I expected from them. So yeah, I'm going to go, stick them in the Bs. Right, Seattle, second. Poor season last year, despite winning Champions League. They've come back and they're showing their MLS form.
Yeah, absolutely. And been a few interesting results still, though, that maybe we wouldn't have expected. But overall, been a solid start. Foundations to build on, I think, because I think they could do a lot better. I think that's still fair to say. So it's going to be a B from me.
A-, because they stuck with a lot of the same team as last time, and a few people may have wondered whether that Champions League was the end of the Schmetzer era of, you know, did they need a change from that, and they're showing that no, it's all fine and dandy and they can carry on. Right, Sporting Kansas City. They've had an interesting season. We hoped that they would get back to form after a poor season last year. We've said that maybe it's the end for Peter Vermees, and every time we say that, they turn around and have some mad result, like when they beat Seattle. So, Elliot, they find themselves at the moment in 13th. What would you grade them?
Obviously, recent results have been a huge turnaround. A couple of wins and a draw. But overall, they've won one home game, they've won one away game, and that's two wins out of 14 games. So if you look at it in the context of the season, the whole season, it's an F, isn't it? We can get caught up in, oh, but he's turning it around, but you've won two out of 14 games. It's not good enough.
Yeah, I'm going to go with F as well, because I think the thing for me with SKC is that they have shown in the odd game that they can turn this around and then they go back and lose. You know, like, they have shown that they have the ability, they're just not doing it. And yeah, SKC, okay, they didn't have a great season last year, but they are a good, they're a good team, they're a good franchise. Peter Vermees is a good manager. We should be doing a lot better. For me, I still stand by that. I think that time has come to an end and we need a change. But to be 6 points off the playoffs after 14 games, for SKC, I'm afraid he's not good enough. Right, as St. Louis City, probably the feel-good story of MLS in 2023. I'm going to call straight out there. I'm giving them an A+. I don't know what I expected from them, but it wasn't the start they had, let alone being third at this point as well. So, yeah, A+ for me.
And only played 12 games as well. So, got a couple of games in hand as well. So, you want to look at the points per game, really, rather than anything else. So, massive A from me. Goes without saying. Didn't expect much from St. Louis. Came without many proven MLS players at all. And have shut us all up. So, fair play. Fantastic start to the season.
Yeah, I mean, you look at Klaus, you look at Lewin as well. You know, they've got good players. They've got players that it's not just a flash in the pan for me. I think they've got a good squad. They've built it through names that we weren't particularly too sure about. We didn't know much about before they came in, but they've clearly done the research and those players are doing very well. So, yeah, St. Louis, A+, well done, A-star, as we give in the UK. And I think they'll finish in the top four. I think they'll continue this form. I think they'll stutter. I don't see them getting ahead of LAFC or Seattle, but yeah, top four for me, and they'll get that home match in the playoffs, which, I mean, the atmosphere that they're doing at the moment, their fans at that stadium, it'll be a hell of an atmosphere and a hell of a game. So yeah, well done to St. Louis. Right, finally, in MLS, let's rank Vancouver, the seventh at the moment. In the playoffs. So are you going to rate them quite high then?
Yeah, I think that's good for Vancouver. Been good at home, 4 wins from 7. Failed to win on the road yet, but got 3 draws, which has bolstered their points. That's why they're in the playoffs. Really positive start, good foundations. It's a B for me.
Yeah, home form's so important, and Vancouver's showing that they're making BC place a very difficult place to go. You know, I don't think I expected much from Vancouver, to be honest, this season. And for them to be seventh and, you know, doing okay and being, you know, I can see them carrying that on. You know, yeah, away from home, we need to win a game for a start and get that form up. But if they can continue their home form, then, you know, a good season for Vancouver is them finishing the playoffs. And I think if they continue the home form, they will do that. So I'm going to give them a C+. I think there's room to go. I don't know how much more than seventh they can finish, how much higher. But for now, seventh, very good.
Yeah, absolutely agreed. Wow, that was... We didn't even argue, really. I think we agreed on most of them. So, yeah, some teams with some serious work to do and some that are surprising us, which is really nice.
Yeah, tell us your gradings. If you're watching on YouTube, stick it in the comments. Or if you are listening on your podcast provider, then why don't you tweet us or Instagram us at MLS UK Show. Right, that's it from this very special episode of the MLS UK Show. We'll be back very soon with another episode. But for now, I just want to say thank you to our sponsor, Soccer90.com. Remember, if you go to Soccer90.com, there's MLS jerseys on there. European jerseys, the new ones will be on very soon as well. There's international stuff on there as well. So you can get ready for the all the tournaments. It's the Women's World Cup's coming up as well. So you can get ready for all of that and kit yourself out in your team's apparel on soccer90.com. And when you get to the checkout, in the discount code, type in MLS UK Show and you'll get 20% off.
Absolutely. Thank you very much for joining us. I hope you agree with our ratings and we will see you very soon.
See ya.
Sports Social Podcast Network.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business?
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.